Russian, the translation of which is Echo of Moscow, the Russian name being Echo Moskvy. Well, shortly before the show, I spoke to Tatiana Felgenhauer, a journalist and presenter on the station, and she told me how she found out the station was off air.
I just get a text from my friend and she said, "What happened? Your radio station disappeared." And I checked and it was, you know, like shh instead of my radio. It was a decision of authorities. Without any purse, they shut us down. And this morning we learned that Word decided to close our radio channel. This is how this story ends.
Mm-hmm. You said it was unexpected. What reasons have you been given, if at all?
It wasn't unexpected for me because it was both unexpected and not. I will try to explain. We are at war. Vladimir Putin started terrible war against Ukraine. And of course, he wants to shut all the media down. He needs only propaganda. That's why I knew that our radio station cannot exist in such situation. But I didn't think that we will be first, really, because Echo Moscow, it's a legendary radio station. This is the voice of new Russia. This is the voice of new journalism. This is one of the oldest media in modern Russia. And it was like ritual murder, really.
So you weren't expecting yourselves to be the first ones to go because you are such an institution within the country. I know you were founded in 1990. You were founded during the Soviet Union's dying days, really. You didn't expect to be the first ones that fell.
Indeed. I thought that we might continue our work maybe month, maybe 2 months, but this war changed everything.
And as you've stressed, you are one of the leading news and current affairs channels inside Russia. How does that leave you feeling in terms of the public getting a wide range of opinions and information on what is unfolding inside Ukraine?
Well, you know, you need to be very careful with all information about war, and you have to be professional. This is what we do on our radio station and what we continue to do on our YouTube channel. Considering the Russian propaganda, you know, it's really powerful. And people in Russia, they unfortunately prefer propaganda. But of course, they have some sources, some voices with professional and objective information. And it's only an internet. This is only what we have here to find something out.
You say, unfortunately, the people of Russia prefer propaganda, but I'm sure many of them feel like they have little choice in terms of the information they are accessing.
No, they can choose anything. They have internet. It's 2022. It's not Soviet Union anymore.
So explain that to me a bit more. Is there, say, a divide between what one generation of Russians chooses to consume compared to what, say, the younger generation of Russians choose to consume in terms of news?
I don't think that this is a conflict between generations. Mm-hmm. I think it's more like conflict between different societies. We can be just common people or we can be citizens. If you are a citizen of your country, you have not only rights, but you have to do something for your country. This war will destroy their lives too. This is terrible. They don't understand this influence of this war. I don't get it. Why they don't see that we are losing our future right now?
Considering now you have been taken off air, who or what might fill that gap in the information you were offering via your station?
Well, we still have our YouTube channel. There is still TV Rain. There is still Meduza or Media Zona or CIT or Bill and Cat or social media. So there are a lot of sources. You just need to want to know the truth. That's all I ask you. Just try to find out this truth. Okay, you can shut us down, but you cannot close the internet and make the information disappear. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately for Mr. Putin.
What next for you then?
Arrests?
You feel like you will be arrested?
I think like everyone who will continue this work, of course, they will try to arrest us, and they preparing special laws for this. So it's a matter of time.
What a fascinating insight there from Tatiana Felgenhauer from the radio station Echo Moskvy, which has now been taken off air by the Russian authorities.